Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th of January, Inauguration Day. And I've entitled this video this morning, "The Greatest Election of All Time." And I'm not speaking of an election of a president or prime minister or king or prince or princess down here on this earth. I'm speaking of the election of God. And the election of God can never be defeated. Those whom God has elected are lifetime candidates, eternal candidates of his kingdom. The greatest election of all time, secured for God's people in the courts of heaven before the foundation of the world. There's no greater election that's ever transpired than those who have been elected in Christ, chosen in him before the foundation of the world, predestinated unto adoption. What a wonderful, wonderful historic fact. Ephesians 1 says, "We've been chosen in him from the foundation of the world." All of those whom God elects, he secures in Christ Jesus. Romans 9:11, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to his election, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth." Our salvation, our redemption, is not dependent upon ourselves or upon our works. It's totally dependent on an act of God himself electing us before time began. Romans 11:5, "Even so then at this present time there's also a remnant according to the election of grace," the greatest election of all time, the election of grace. Romans 11:28, "But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake." 1 Thessalonians 1:4, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God." I'm glad to report that those who have been elected by God will never be defeated. Those who have been elected by God will never be cast out. They will never be impeached. They will never lose their status in the kingdom of God. They have been chosen by the most important person in the universe, and that is God himself. We're told in John 6:37, "All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will wise impeach. I will no wise cast out." There's many times we've committed impeachable offenses against God. There's many times we've succumbed to sin. There's many times we have lived in rebellion. But if we're one of God's elect, he will bring us back to himself and cause us to repent and turn to Christ. That's part of our election, making our calling and election sure. The election of God is sure and steadfast, unchangeable, immutable, and forever. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. This morning, I'm happy to report the greatest election of all times, and the results are 100% favorable for all for whom Christ and his Father have elected unto salvation. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way and celebrate today the election of God. God bless.